Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Jesus shared this teaching to build our faith in God's power to provide for us. He was teaching us to trust our Heavenly Father. Do we trust the Heavenly Father, or do the worries of this world fill our hearts with fear? Once again, welcome to this edition of Moments of Inspiration. We continually pray for our listeners that there will be a reception of great blessings from our programs. May God's word touch your heart and your soul today.
We've got a great big wonderful God.
Boom, boom, boom.
Great big wonderful God.
Wonderful God.
A God who loves every one of us, done so much for all of us.
Great big wonderful God.
We've got a great big wonderful God. Great big wonderful God. A God who loves every one of us,
done so much for all of us.
Great big wonderful God. He never, never, never leaves us. He's always standing by to pick us up if we stumble. We're the apple of his eye.
We've got a great big wonderful God.
Great big wonderful God.
Oh, what a glory it is to sing praises to the coming King.
Great big wonderful God. He never, never, never leaves us. He's always standing by to pick us up if we stumble.
We're the apple of his eye.
We've got a
great big wonderful God.
We've got a great big wonderful God. Oh, what a glory it is to sing
praises to the coming King. Great big wonderful God. A great big wonderful God.
A great big marvelous wonderful God.
Worry can be a real problem. The cares of this world can choke out the most important things in life. Jesus said that the cares of this world could choke the Word of God out of our lives. To prevent his followers from letting the physical life become too important, to the point of losing sight of eternal life to come, Jesus taught us to place our trust in the Heavenly Father. Often Jesus teaches by using examples from the familiar things in life. He said that God clothed the lilies of the field with such a splendor that Solomon, who had great wealth and all the splendor of the world, was not dressed as well as a single flower. For many years, I made a phone call to a former neighbor of mine who then lived in what is called the Hill Country of Texas. In our conversation, we discussed the promise of the wildflower crop. Once when I made the call, the blooms were already in the making. The predictions had been made that it would be a banner year for the wildflowers. So my good neighbor said, "You'll not want to miss it this year." With all of the early rains in the season that year, we expected to see the countryside explode with color. And it was a beautiful sight to see. The beauty of the landscape witnessed God's handiwork to all of us who believe in God. Jesus would have us see not only the great power of God, but his tender loving care. The wildflowers were fragile. They can be crushed and their beauty ruined quite easily. If the temperatures soar and the rain stop, they can burn up quickly and their beauty fades. At best, the flowers only last for a short time. Jesus said that God clothed them. He makes them beautiful. If flowers that have such an insignificant place in the scheme of life have such care from the Father, how can we not know he cares for us? We are made in God's image. From the story of the beginning in Genesis, we hear the Creator speak of creating man in his own image. Above all things created, God created life in man with his own breath. He breathed into life, into the dust, and man became a living being. The Word testifies over and over again that man has a spirit from God, and that spirit lives even when the body dies. Well, not so with the flowers of the field. The flowers are gone forever. They spring up quickly, bloom in all their beauty and glory, and then they fade away. But mankind has been given an eternal quality. We share in God's very nature. And because of this special place God has made for us to fill his creative work, we have God's special care. Are you living each day with the knowledge that God cares for you? Sometimes folks live with their lives engulfed in the pursuit of the things of this world so much so that not much else is in their mind, not even God. We would like to encourage all our listeners not to be caught up in the things of this world that can bring about a great deal of worry. Jesus directed our attention to the importance of every single soul of man. He asked, what good will it be for a man if he gains a whole world yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Well, the obvious answer is, there's nothing. There is no price available. Nothing compares to the value of a man's eternal soul. Worry in this life is evident that we have not entrusted ourselves to God the Father. Worry is the evidence that the things of this world, life on this earth, holds too much importance in our lives. Now you understand that we all have concerns in this life. We're concerned for safety, health of our loved ones. We should be attentive to such things in this life. But the worry that Christ addresses is that which fills the heart and the mind so much so that thought about the eternal things are lost. It has been choked out. The cares of this life have simply taken it away. Sometimes it is the pursuit of pleasure or fame or possessions that strip away any thought of the eternal. Can we not take a moment and think about the care that God gives to clothing the lilies of the field? And from those thoughts, find the Father caring for us? If so, it will lead us to a place to trust in Him. Placing our trust in Him will call for a surrender of our will to His will. That isn't a problem for us if we trust Him. We come in faith, believing that He will take care of us. Some may conclude that the person trusting in Him will not become ill or never have financial problems or suffer any kind of a loss. Well, this is not the promise that God has made for us. His promise is to take care of us in our illnesses and when we have financial losses and woes or other kind of losses. The color of the landscape painted with the wildflowers is a beautiful sight to see. The life of a person who places their trust in the Lord is also a beautiful sight to behold. God is witnessed through the life of such a person. Let us be a true witness to God's glory by letting Him be seen in our faith and trust. If you do not have such a faith, we encourage you to seek the Lord. We would minister to your needs in Christ's love. For all of us who name the name of Christ for our own, we we let the beauty of Jesus to be seen in us as we follow in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Now you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
All right.
All right.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It made my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn,
and you know
a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears,
and fears
my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn,
and you know
a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. Hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turning. Know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus. Find a little talk with Jesus.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus. Makes it. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles.
Find a little talk with Jesus.
Makes it.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.